Well, I've seen inversions before, but this one is one of the strongest I've ever seen. Tomorrow, when we're just above freezing at the surface, it may be as warm as 15.6 at about 1,424 meters, which is about 4,672 feet. That is absolutely amazing. Imagine that. You get in an airplane, they've got that little thing that shows the temperature. You're sitting on the ground, it's right around or just above freezing. You go up in the air, you hit 1,424 meters, all of a sudden it would say 16 degrees because it goes by full degrees, so it would round off, and then it would start coming down again, but it wouldn't get to freezing until you hit nearly 4,000 meters or about 13,000 feet. However, an inversion this strong also poses a problem. There may be a little bit of moisture on Sunday, and that would start off as freezing rain because it would be above freezing, well above us, but below freezing at the surface, and it would freeze on contact. Then, Sunday night, if there's any precipitation, it would change to flurries or light snow showers, which won't amount to anything, but it's that hazard that there could be a little bit of freezing rain tomorrow night, and especially on Sunday, that we've got to watch out for, and I will be watching that very carefully. Next week, it gets colder. It clears up a little bit middle of the week, but then maybe by Thursday there could be a snow. I don't know how significant yet. It's showing about 4 centimeters, but this thing just showed up. It could end up being not much of anything, or it could be a big one. Longer range models are showing maybe a 10 centimeter snow about the 21st. Okay, well, that's a long way out, so I can't really put too much into that yet, but it's something to watch. We may finally be getting into that season where we get more significant snows for a while.